Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Monday, the 14th of October, 2019. A reminder, you can tweet us at USA Today Podcast if you have any thoughts about these stories or you just want to chat in general, and your tweet might be featured on the show. To get you started, there's a subpoena deadline for a key player in the Ukraine-related impeachment inquiry surrounding President Donald Trump. The subpoena delivered to Gordon Sondland, a U.S. ambassador involved in the Trump administration's dealings with Ukraine, calls for him to hand over key documents by Monday. House Democrats subpoenaed Sondland last week after the State Department blocked him from appearing in front of 3 congressional committees to answer questions about his role in pushing Ukraine's president to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said last week that Sondland was a major part of the Ukraine scandal.
We know Master Sondland was a key player in efforts to obtain a commitment from Ukraine to investigate a bogus conspiracy theory about the 2016 election, as well as Joe Biden and his son. And we know that the ambassador has relevant evidence on whether the meeting with the president that the Ukrainians desperately sought with President Trump was being conditioned on these investigations that the president believed would help his reelection campaign.
But President Trump defended the decision to prevent Sondland's testimony, saying that the Democrats' inquiry is illegitimate. For his part, Schiff also said that the administration's move to block testimony is strong evidence of obstruction of justice. European leaders will meet on Monday to discuss the Syrian conflict following Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops out of northeastern Syria. The decision cleared the way for Turkey to launch a military offensive in the region. The Turkish government views a Kurdish militia that's part of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces as a terrorist group. Trump's move to leave the region drew criticism even from within his own party, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell arguing that the action betrayed a close U.S. ally and could create a chaotic situation. Defense Secretary Mark Esper last week criticized Turkey for their decision to invade the region.
We oppose and are greatly disappointed by Turkey's decision to launch a unilateral military incursion into northern Syria. This operation puts our SDF partners in harm's way. It risks the security of ISIS prison camps and will further destabilize the region.
Next up, Columbus Day is here, a date that falls on the second Monday of each October, considered a celebration of both Italian heritage and Christopher Columbus's 1492 journey to the Americas. But a growing number of cities, states, and universities are instead observing Indigenous Peoples Day, refusing to celebrate Columbus's treatment of Indigenous people. At least 8 states observe Indigenous Peoples Day as an alternative to the federal holiday, but not everyone is on board. Earlier this year, a town in New Jersey shut down a proposal to change the name, and many Italian-American heritage groups oppose the change, saying that it's motivated by propaganda. The National League Championship Series is heading to our nation's capital for the first time in Major League Baseball history on Monday. The Washington Nationals up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series, with the St. Louis Cardinals return home to D.C. after 2 dominant pitching performances on the road. On Monday night, Steven Strasburg will look to keep that trend going for the Nationals, while the Cards will counter with ace Jack Flaherty. First pitch is set for 7:38 p.m. Eastern Time on TBS. Meanwhile, on the American League side, the Houston Astros tied up their series with the New York Yankees, 1 game apiece in 11 innings on Sunday night. Game 3 in the Bronx is set for Tuesday afternoon. And last up,
my mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face. She told me I had a purpose. To bring laughter and joy to the world.
Joker has won the box office yet again. Final numbers are expected on Monday for the supervillain origin story, which had another strong run in its second weekend in theaters. Studios on Sunday estimated that Joker added another $55 million from North American theaters, down only 43% from its record-breaking debut. Around the world, the movie has earned over $543 million to date. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things Monday through Saturday on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your audio. That includes both the Google Home and Amazon Echo. And you can also subscribe for free. And if you'd like, drop us a rating and review. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.